The third session of taking your sponsees through the steps, the Dr. Bob way, in 4 hours, and we're going to beat that by far. We left off on page 75, and it we talked about, it says nine times. Are you sure you're telling everything? Are you sure you're not leaving anything out? Because they know that we are leaving some things out. All right? It's just the way it is. So if you have left something out, please make sure you grab your sponsor and get it out. Get it done. It's literally a spiritual awakening. Now, for me, what happened was, if you look at page 75 and you go to the second paragraph on page 75, says, we park at our pride, we go to it, eliminating every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. Now, this is the fifth step promises. So I'd like you to put a fifth step promises around that paragraph. Just write fifth step promises. It says, once we have taken the step withholding nothing, we are delighted. We can look the world in the eye. We can be alone in perfect peace and ease. Our fears fall from us. We begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. We may have certain spiritual beliefs, but we now begin to have a spiritual experience. That did not happen to me. I have seen that happen to people. I still do not believe in God, but I kept moving forward. All right? So I go to the third paragraph. There's some time frames here. So it says, when you return at home. Okay, so I want you to box in returning at home. When we return at home, we find a place where we can be quiet for an hour. Now, having ADD, I might have sat still for 10 minutes, which seemed like 2 days. It could have been an hour. I don't know. Anyway, but I remember I sat still. I took this book down from the shelf, as it talks about. So it says, we find a place we can be quiet for an hour, carefully reviewing what we have done. We thank God from the bottom of our heart that we know Him better. That's a prayer. Taking this book down from the shelves, we turn to the pages that contain the 12 steps. Right next to that, I wrote page 59. Right? So I turn to page 59. Carefully reading the first five proposals, we asked if we omitted anything. So let's do exactly what the book says. Turn to page 59. And I look at him. I say, okay, step one. Do you admit that you're powerless over alcohol and that your lives are unmanageable? Let's all do that now. Yes? All right. Number two, do you all come to believe that a power greater than yourself could restore you to sanity about alcoholism? Number three, will you make a decision with me tonight to turn your will and your life over to the care of God as you understand it? Number four, did you all make a fearless, searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves, withholding nothing? That's what I say. So everyone here has told their thing. All right. I'm actually going to tell it on tape. Number five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact natures of our wrongs, withholding nothing. You have withheld something. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Okay, good. Taking all those pictures out there, my goodness. Good. Don't withhold anything, correct? We won't. Good. All right, so then once that's done, I turn back to page 75, and it says, carefully reading the first five proposals, we have admitted anything? No. For we are building an arch through which we shall walk a free man at last. Is our work solid so far? Yes. Are the stones properly in place? Yes. Have we skimped on the cement put in the foundation? No. Have we tried to make mortar out of sand? No. Turn to page 76. If we can answer to our satisfaction, which we just did, what time frame? We. Well, what's that word? We then. Then is now, fast. We then look at step six. So we answer to our satisfaction now, then. Let's look at step six. So circle step six. We have emphasized willingness as being indispensable. And I ask them these questions. I look at my sponsor, I say to him, are we now ready to let God remove from you all the things which you have admitted are objectionable? Are you? Okay. Can he now take them all, everyone? Yes? All right, good. Here's a prayer, six-step prayer. If we cling to something, we will not let go. We ask God to help us be willing. Now, what I do is I take the person, and it used to say, humbly upon our knees in the original manuscript. Humbly upon our knees. And they changed that because there's some religions that don't allow you to get to your knees. But I say, would you join me on your knees? And we get to our knees, and I want you all to read the seven-step prayer. Ready? Let's go. When ready, we say something like this. My Creator, my Creator,